After the attack on Pearl Harbor, many young men in the country rushed to join the military to fight for the freedoms of the nation and the world. Among those who enlisted were five brothers from Waterloo, Iowa, and their story is one remembered yet today. This edition of the American Countryside is brought to you by Dry-Shod Waterproof Boots, the world's most wearable rubber boot. It's what I wear on our farm, but don't just take my word for it. Here's what my listeners have written to me. The soles are holding up so much better than the last few pairs of the other brand of boots. Another listener said, I got my husband Dry-Shod boots and I'm a believer. He doesn't complain about his back hurting when coming home after wearing them all day. These boots are great for the farm, ranch, hunting, outdoors, or just about any situation you want to throw at them. They're built to last and are farm tough. Check them out at dryshodusa.com.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can you help your community make a turnaround for the better? Andrew McCray covers these topics and many others in his book, The Total Town Makeover. It's just one of six books you'll find from Andrew McCray at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on the Books tab at the top of the page. They're based on Andrew's American Countryside broadcast, perfect for you, and they make great gifts, too. Go to AmericanCountryside.com and click on the Books tab for gifts for you and others this season.
Bob Niemeyer tells the story of the Sullivan family, who lived in Waterloo, Iowa in the 1930s and early 1940s.
It was a big family. There were five boys in the family, and they sort of stuck together. They were all close in age.
But December 7, 1941 would change the future for the five Sullivan brothers when a friend was killed at the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor.
They decided that they wanted to enlist in the Navy, so they enlisted all five of them as long as they could serve on the same ship. The Navy thought that was not a particularly good idea, and then they changed their minds and thought it was a good idea.
The Navy assigned the five brothers to the USS Juno. No one knows for sure the Navy's decision process behind first not allowing, then changing their minds to allow all five to serve together.
Most historians believe that the publicity was a good thing. Five young men joining together, how many other brothers will join following the Sullivan brother lead?
Two of the brothers had previous experience in the Navy. It seems that after all five had served together early in World War II, there may have been second thoughts about having the entire family aboard one ship.
After they saw how devastating the fighting was in a battle about a month before the battle at Guadalcanal, the brothers apparently had taken some sort of consideration and the threat of one, two, or five of them being lost, that they were going to ask to be broken up or to be separated the next time they got to port.
Whether that story was true, no one will ever know. But the brothers never got a chance to make that decision to split apart. The consequence is a part of our country's history today. Our story continues next time as we travel the countryside. In Waterloo, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCray.